بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله. Karbala would have remained in Karbala was it not for Lady Zainab. It was the voice and resistance of Lady Zainab which carried the soul of Karbala on a journey of over 1,000 years until it reached us today. How magnificent is the station of this noble lady. La ilaha illallah. When you look at the books of Maqtal, one thing you never find in this lady is any sign of weakness. When the household of Abu Abdullah are made to enter the filthy court of Ibn Ziyad in Kufa, Ibn Ziyad insults Imam al-Sajjad. The Imam answers him with a verse of Quran. Ibn Ziyad becomes angry. He tells his soldiers, take him, strike his neck. But who was it in that court that came between Ibn Ziyad and the Imam and saved the life of the Imam? La ilaha illallah. Who could it be except Lady Zainab? She comes between the oppressor and the Imam. She says, if you want to kill him, you'll have to kill me first. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. This is Lady Zainab. La ilaha illallah. But I wonder, O lady, where did you learn this lesson? Where did you learn to be so faithful, to be so strong, to be so loyal? Where did you learn to be so patient? Where did you learn to be so fearless? Where did you learn it, oh lady? Allah knows better. But maybe it was from another lady before her. Where Medina, I ask the Alis of Medina. This wasn't the first time a lady from this household came between her Imam and an oppressor. This wasn't the first time a lady from this household made herself a shield for her Imam. La ilaha illallah. Let's not forget that this same Lady Zainab is the daughter of Zahra. La ilaha illallah. When the Imam was abandoned by the man and left alone, this lady became his army. If the man deserts you, master, don't fear. If the man deserts you, master, don't fear. Till this heart is beaten, no one comes near. My hands are your sword, my ribs are your shield. You have an army, Zahra is here. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. It's sad, even when the lady fell unconscious, when she rose and came to consciousness once more, the only thing on her mind is, where is Ali? Where is my Imam? I have to protect him. I have to save him, la ilaha illallah. These ladies are the role models for our sisters, for our mothers, for our daughters. This is the loyalty of the ladies of this household towards their Imam. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Who is there today to be the Lady Zahra for Imam Sahib al-Zaman? Who is there today to be the Lady Zainab for Imam Sahib al-Zaman? La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Must allow me to say this. When Ibn Ziyad called his men to attack the Imam in that courtroom, this lady couldn't bear to hear it. She spoke back to the oppressor with great strength. She stood there between him and the Imam. La ilaha illallah, ya sahib al-zaman. Please tell me that on the Asr, the afternoon of the day of Ashura, when the earth began shaking and your father Abu Abdullah was the Kaaba of swords, of spears, of arrows, as that cursed one drew near, please tell us that Lady Zainab wasn't watching. My Lord knows I have no desire to remain longer. My Lord knows I have no desire to remain longer. Shimmer, don't keep me from my wish any longer. Every moment my yearning only stronger. Don't cause Zainab's distress to go on any longer. Don't cause Zainab's distress to go on any longer. Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah wa rahmatullah.